Lamont and Tonelli.
Speaking of big stuff, the first report from Mr. Skin for the new year. And we have Skin on the line. Happy New Year, Skin. How are you?
Yeah, happy New Year to you guys. How are you?
Doing great. So, Skin, start us off on the right foot here, because the Bay Area, we're basically stuck in our homes for like the next 8 days with horrible storms and rain and showers, and we need some nudity in our life.
Well, let me start with, I want to talk about some stuff that's happened since we last talked over the holidays. One is, one of the big movies that came out over the holidays was this Babylon set in Hollywood 1920s L.A., with Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, and a bunch of others. And, yeah. Now, if you saw Skin, A History of Nudity in the Movies, the great documentary on Hulu, produced and partially funded by me,
yes.
You'll know that as soon as they invented motion pictures, there was nudity, basically. And what people don't realize is in the 1910s and 1920s in the silent film era, there was tons of nudity. Movies like Wings with Clara Bow that won the first Best Picture Oscar.
There was nudity in the movies,
yes,
in the 1920s?
Yes. In 1915, Audrey Munson was completely nude in a silent movie called Inspiration.
Are we talking full-on frontal nudity?
Yes. How could you forget Hedy Lamarr completely nude in Ecstasy?
Oh, how could you forget that?
Nude while chasing a horse scenes in movie history. So
Skin, my question to you is, in the 1920s when there was nudity, did the women even own razors back then?
Oh, no. Let's just say that it looked like they were wearing bikini bottoms, but that actually wasn't. Yeah.
No one knew they were nude.
Or as I like to call it, the good old days.
See the forest through the trees.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but what happened was then the Hays Code came in 1932 and just completely shut it down for 30 years. I mean, think of It's a Wonderful Life and Maltese Falcon. There wasn't a lot of tatas in those movies, but it wasn't until 1963 when Jane Mansfield did Promises that American mainstream film had nudity. It was 30 years. So this is about that era, Babylon. And I got to tell you, Margot Robbie has a brief right breast flash, but I will say this, it's nothing like her full frontal exposure in Wolf of Wall Street. So keep that in mind. But anyway, that was one of the big movies that came out. I also wanted to mention someone who's really popular right now that you guys should know about is Lily Collins, because there's a Netflix series called Emily in Paris. And since 2020, every year a new season has come out.
Yeah.
And she shoots to the top of our most popular list from this Emily in Paris. And she plays a Chicago marketing professional who gets to go to Paris to work for a company out there. And it's by the person who did Sex and the City, Darren Star. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the same kind of nudity as Sex and the City, but you guys know Lily Collins' dad. Not personally, but you do know who he is. It's Phil Collins.
Hold it.
Oh,
Lily Collins? Phil Collins is her father?
Yes. Oh. And a lot of people want to know if Lily Collins has ever done nudity, because it doesn't happen on Emily in Paris, but she has been a Susu Nudio in a 2000.
No, you did not.
2017 movie called To the Bone at the hour and 37 minute mark.
To the Bone! I like that!
It's all coming together.
Yeah,
it is, exactly. So, yes, Lily Collins from Emily in Paris, which the third season came out over the Christmas break, so she's still really popular right now.
Is she bald like her father?
Oh my gosh.
Let's put it this way, she couldn't be in a 1920s movie.
Has Phil Collins ever been naked in anything?
Oh god. Yeah.
So we won't be
I don't know what the genesis of his nudity is,
so we won't be singing I Can Feel It Coming in Her Hair Tonight.
Oh my god. I was not brave enough to use that one.
All right. Skin, always a treat. Great report to kick off the year.
You got it. We'll talk soon.
The
Bye.
Great Mr.
You're the best
Skin.
Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Lamont and Tinelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.